is to eliminate equity gaps in post-secondary completion by 2040 so that underserved learners have greater opportunity for social and economic mobility.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
67 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
There it is.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and lots of other frequencies due to the generosity of listeners just like you. You can hear us all over the state, hear us all over the world. We stream at kansaspublicradio.org 24 hours a day.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org.
We'll have an update of news headlines at 6:30. Before we get to 7 o'clock, Hakeem Jeffries is campaigning in competitive House districts in a tight race for control of that chamber. Learn about emergency contraception on campuses in Iowa. And a special report from Noah Taborda, who met an Olathe mom who has made it her mission to try and change the way high school students think about drugs. After fentanyl abuse turned up in her very own family. The story just ahead. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Duvokat, Sunday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned following All Things Considered on your KPR One stations for Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music through the evening with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. We'll hear a tango for harp and something a little bit ghostly from Beethoven. That's on your KPR One stations. On KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have KPR Presents. It's followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6:20.
Film is adapted into a concept album.
A huge goal of the album was to be able to represent New York and all of its variety.
And there's lots of New Yorks.
There's a lot of New Yorks. It's so true.
Lin-Manuel Miranda's take on the Warriors, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way with news from Leila Fadel, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. Still have a red flag warning, high fire danger through 8 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It's 6:30.
The agenda for Arizona.
Our poll workers are going to be a lot of them veterans. A lot of them are your neighbors. A lot of them are your friends. So this idea that we're going to villainize them based on politics is just wrong.
That's Matt Kenny, a co-founder of the group who wants to push back against false claims that poll workers are manipulating election results.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers still have unanswered questions after an all-day hearing on medical marijuana this week. Legislators asked to hear from schools and banks about their perspective on legalizing the drug. They also asked about how other states test and track it. Republican Representative Steve Howe asked to hear from growers in other states.
There's a lot of uncertainty and maybe a lot of risk out there for a grower. And just understanding what those risks are, you know, just the uncertainty of what the federal government's going to do or not do.
The Committee on Medical Marijuana will hear more in-depth information about those topics at a second hearing later this month. After that, it could potentially recommend legislation for the upcoming session. Polls indicate more than 70% of Kansans support legalizing medical marijuana. A state review board says Kansas needs more affordable and high-quality child care to lower risks of neglect and abuse. Dylan Lyson reports that advocates say state lawmakers need to help cover the cost of expensive child care.
The state board noted in its annual report on child deaths that Kansas needs to increase access to child care, but the report did not recommend how to produce it. John Wilson of Kansas Action for Children says the state should take steps to make it more affordable, like increasing financial aid for programs. He says another option is providing tax relief to parents.
A child tax credit that can certainly help families pay for child care, but also other basic needs.
Wilson also recommends streamlining state services for early childhood support to make access easier for families. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A Johnson County pediatric neurologist accused of sexually exploiting children could face up to 30 years in federal prison. Beck Shackelford-Wangongo reports that the doctor pleaded guilty in federal court this week.
50-year-old Brian Albers pled guilty to 13 counts of attempting to produce child sexual abuse material and one count for possessing it. The U.S. Attorney's Office accuses Albers of secretly filming 13 children between 2020 and 2023. Court documents say Albers coerced his victims to engage in sexually explicit conduct. Albers previously worked at Overland Park Regional Hospital, but investigators say there's no evidence that any of his victims were patients. Details about the victims are sealed. Sentencing is scheduled for February. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wangonga.
Again, we do still have a red flag warning in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Extremely dangerous fire conditions. It is recommended that you not do any outdoor burning and use caution when disposing of smoking materials. Fires can get out of hand very, very quickly. Otherwise, tonight clear with a low in the upper 40s, highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. It's 6:35.
This is all...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. More kids between the ages of 15 and 19 die of drug overdoses in Kansas than anywhere else in the country. That's according to preliminary data from the CDC. The primary cause of those overdoses is fentanyl. As Noah Taborda reports, that's why an Olathe mother is trying to change the way high school students think about drugs.
One night nearly 3 years ago, he's 1 year clean. I'm Noah Taborda.
That story comes to us from KCUR Radio via the Kansas News Service. For more stories like this one, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies around the state. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, presenting Bongotini and a night of music, cocktails, and friends. October 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the new Maselli's Lounge. Information and tickets available at masellisonline.com.
We have a little more All Things Considered still to come with you for about another 10 minutes. If you're joining us on KPR 1 stations, up next we have Classics Live. If you're joining us on KPR 2, stay tuned for KPR Presents. Red flag warning, high fire danger through 8 o'clock tonight for virtually all of the KPR listening area. Lows tonight in the upper 40s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock for Morning Edition from NPR News. Always delighted to have you with us. Jay Schaefer will be your host locally tomorrow morning.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press, Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Stay tuned. We have Classics Live coming up next, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. Then you will hear jazz throughout the rest of the night.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web. You'll find us at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also listen by telling your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 65 degrees in Lawrence at 7:01. Classics Live is next.